This week, we're going to also look into 2 Kings. The books of 1 and 2 Kings faithfully recorded events of the lives of each king in Israel. You got to remember Israel got split into 2 kingdoms. They had the northern kingdom made up of the 10 original tribes, and then Judah, the southern kingdom, which was made up of the other 2 tribes. But our reading today is in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. Now, we know about Jesus being taken up into heaven, but this is a story about Elijah taken into heaven. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. It's a long story, but I think it's important that we hear it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, by the way. When the Lord was about to take up Elijah to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were traveling from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Bethel." But Elisha replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and you yourself live, I will never leave you." So they went on together to Bethel. This group of prophets from Bethel came to Elisha and asked him, "Did you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?" "Quiet," Elisha answered. "Of course I know it." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord had told me to go to Jericho." But Elisha replied again, "As surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you." So they went on together to Jericho. Then the group of the prophets from Jericho came to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?" "Quiet," he answered. "Of course I know it." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord had told me to go to the Jordan River." But again Elisha replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you." So they went on together. 50 men from the group of prophets were also and watched from a distance as Elijah and Elisha stopped beside the Jordan River. Then Elijah folded his cloak together and struck the water with it. The river divided, and the two of them went across on dry ground. And when they came to the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, "What can I do before I am taken away?" Elisha replied, "Let me become your rightful successor." "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah replied. "If you see me when I'm taking from you, then you will get your requests. If not, then you won't." And as they were walking along and talking, suddenly a chariot of fire appeared, drawn by horses of fire. It drove between them, separating them, and Elijah was carried away by a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariots and the charioteers of Israel." And as they disappeared from sight, Elisha tore his robe in two. Then Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak and returned it to the bank of the Jordan River. He struck the water with the cloak and cried out, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" Then the river divided and Elisha went across. When a group of prophets from Jericho saw what happened, they exclaimed, "Elisha has become Elijah's successor." And they went to meet him and bowed down before him. "Sir," they said, "just as the word and 50 of our strongest men will search the wilderness for your master, perhaps the Spirit of the Lord had left him on some mountain or in some valley." "No," Elisha said, "don't send him." But they kept urging him until he was so embarrassed that he finally said, "All right, send them." So 50 men searched for 3 days but did not find Elijah. Elisha was still at Jericho when they returned. "Didn't I tell you not to go?" May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in 2 Kings.